Welcome to episode number 14 of the Kenny Cannon Podcast. Listen, if you think your job is safe, you're wrong. I don't care what you do, where you live, how safe or secure you think, what contract you have. Listen, it's going away. Episode number 14 is the most important episode that I have recorded so far. I've been saying the same thing for the past 10 years, and some people have listened to me and they've taken my advice and now they're safe. A lot of people haven't. So if you haven't heard this message yet, this is something that's going to change your life forever. Take it seriously. Do the things that I teach you to do in here and you'll be good. But if you don't, if you ignore it, ignore it at your own peril, because you're going to have a big, big problem coming in the next 3 to 5 years. Because the jobs are going away. They're not coming back, and there's stores closing, there's companies closing every single day, and your job is going to be gone. So you have to learn how to take a product or service into the marketplace directly and learn how to make an income that way, away from your job, away from your office, away from your boss. Okay, so that's what we're going to be talking about here in episode number 14. Remember, go to KennyCannonPodcast.com to rate, comment, subscribe to the show. That helps other people find the content, and it helps everybody involved. You could also go to KennyCannonPodcast.com/YT to have to check out our YouTube channel. You can subscribe there as well. We do a lot of these episodes on video as well, so you get more out of the video if I'm actually showing you something or doing a demonstration or something like that. So KennyCannonPodcast.com to rate, comment, and subscribe to the show. KennyCannonPodcast.com/YT for our YouTube channel. Check us out on both of those places. That's it, and let's get on to the episode. So I hate to be all doom and gloom in this episode, but we're going to be talking about the reckoning that is coming. I've been talking about it for years, and some people have listened to me, but most people are kind of like, oh yeah, right, that's never going to happen, it's impossible, what would we ever do, and all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is it's happening, and what I'm talking about is pretty much every single job in the United States and around the world is going to be going away or is going to be severely limited. I am in the Wrangler again today recording this episode, so if you hear some wind noise or whatever, the usual stuff, I apologize about that, but you should get the content that you need. So I just got a notification on Facebook or an article, and I posted it on my Facebook page, facebook.com/KennyCannon98 if you want to check it out there. About 12,000 stores being closed with, I think it was Bed Bath & Beyond and maybe Pier 1 Imports or something like that. And this is just another like bullet point on the list. I mean, this is not something out of the ordinary. This happens all the time. This is just something that I happen to post on my Facebook page. I could fill up my Facebook page with these posts pretty much every single day if I really wanted to. We saw Toys R Us go out. We saw, you know, Kmart's on the way out. All these stores are going. And to add to that, you have outsourcing. You also have things like AI that's it's going to be taking over very, very soon. You also have places like Amazon. And if you think that Amazon right now can't do same-day delivery all across the United States of America and a lot of parts of the world, the developed world, the Western world anyway, you're crazy. They could do that right now if they want to. And the only reason why they're not doing that right now is because they understand that the second they start doing same day delivery, you order by 10, you get it by 4. The second they do that, the unemployment rate's going to spike to probably 30 or 40%, and the entire country will be in turmoil. See, Sam Walton was a very smart guy. Jeff Bezos is a very smart guy as well. But the one thing that Sam Walton did differently than Jeff Bezos did was he said, I'm going to start a store where not only am I going to sell everything to everybody, but I'm going to create an environment where my workers come back and buy from my place. Jeff Bezos doesn't have that yet. And he understands that process. It's very well documented in Sam Walton's history. He understands that process, I'm sure. So I think that he's going to start to try to institute that over the next probably 3 to 5 years. I mean, look, the guy's going to the moon and to the Mars. He's trying to colonize Mars. He has the money right now to buy whatever he wants to buy. I'm talking about Amazon as a whole, right? Not him personally, but Amazon as a whole has the money. They're bored. They're bored. They could do whatever they want. You have companies like Google trying to create a car. You have companies like Apple trying to, I mean, these companies are bored. They can buy whatever they want to buy. So Amazon could come in right now, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, but Amazon could come in right now and buy, let's say, a Target. You know what I mean? They buy Target. They have distribution all across the United States of America. And there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people out of work overnight. So the thing you have to think about it, first of all, that will happen. I don't know if it's definitely going to be Target, but that will happen with some store. Maybe it's Kmart, right? It's not going to be Walmart because Walmart's going to compete with them. Walmart has a strong online presence. They're doing very, very well. And I actually think that Walmart might actually overtake them in the long run. But I know everybody thinks I'm crazy about that, but everybody also thought I was crazy when I said ClickBank 10 years ago or 7 years ago, when I said ClickBank's going to be entirely different in 5 years, and within 3 years, it was an entirely different place. Same thing is true with the online marketplaces that we know now. If you're in the digital marketing space like Warrior Plus and JVZoo, these places are going to be entirely different within the next 3 years. If you think they're going to stay the same, it's just not going to happen. So, you know, Amazon can take over a Walmart or a Target a Target or a Kmart or something like that, just like they did with Whole Foods. They could do that right now if they wanted to. But the problem is, it's going to cause massive unemployment. And Jeff Bezos understands that once he causes that mass unemployment, he has no one to buy his stuff. And that's a big, big problem inside of Amazon right now. And I don't think they really understand how to fix it. I don't understand how to fix it either. And they're much smarter than I am, so they'll probably figure it out way before I will. But the bottom line is, he doesn't understand how to fix that problem. And the other problem too is that Target and Kmart, right? Kmart maybe not as much as Target, but they're usually main tenants in a shopping center, right? So if you have a Target in a shopping center, well, you have a pizza place, you have a nail salon, you have a tanning salon, you have a gym, you have whatever else around there, a card store or whatever, coffee shop. If the Target goes, all those other places go too. People go to the pizza place because it's next to Target. They don't go to the Target because it's next to the pizza place. It's the other way around. So that anchor tenant, once that anchor tenant goes, everything else goes with it. So the bottom line, guys, is this. You have to figure out a way. Today is the day, and I've been saying this now for 5 years, probably long, maybe even longer than that, but today is the day. The time is coming where the planning is going to start to run out. You're not going to have time to plan, okay, within the next 3 to 5 years. The time is right now to start planning what you are going to do when, not if, but when your job goes away. Listen, I know a lot of people listening to this probably have never done this before, but if you actually understood how easy it was to hire someone in the Philippines to handle your accounting, to hire someone in the Philippines to handle your assistant, there's no need to have a $100,000 a year executive assistant. There's no need for it whatsoever. And luckily for that $100,000 a year executive assistant, the CEO of that company hasn't figured out how to use Upwork yet. Because once they do, that lady or guy is out of a job because it's just too easy. And it's not cost effective to have that person in there anymore. And then we have politicians and people talking about manufacturing. We got to bring manufacturing back to the United States. Listen, you're going to buy an $8,000 iPhone? No, you're not going to do it. Nobody's going to do it. So listen, slave labor is horrible over in China, what Apple does. We all get that. We all agree with that. But the bottom line is, that's why you have a $900 iPhone, because it's being built by people that get paid pennies every hour. If people were getting paid $40 an hour to build the same phone, you think it's going to stay at $1,000? No, Tim Cook's job is to bring in revenue, increase profit. That's his job as CEO of Apple. So he is not going to pay people $40 an hour to build an Apple, an iPhone, or $80 an hour to build a MacBook Pro or whatever, and then charge the same amount of money. That's insane. That's just that's not reality. And I think, I don't want to go too much on a rant here with this one, but I think if you look all across all our culture, all across our environment, all across, especially if you're in the United States, all across the United States, we have to start getting back to reality and logic. We've lost that. We've lost that in so many different places. And I'm not going to go into each individual example, but we just, you know, if you have a penis, you stand up to pee and you go in the boys' room. Like, that's reality. Like, there's, I don't really understand how else to put it. If you sit when you pee, then you go in the woman's room. That's reality. And people are trying to skew reality and make things different than what we've known our entire lives. And it's and you start to question yourself, right? You start to think about, well, maybe we could manufacture iPhones in Silicon Valley. And maybe that's just like a, you know, maybe that's not a pipe dream. Well, when you look at reality and you look at logic, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever, because you're not paying $8,000 for a phone. You're not going to do it. Nobody's going to do it. And Apple will go out of business. Okay, and that's not going to happen. So we have a global economy. Any company in the world, let me rephrase that. Any person in the world, you listening to this in your living room right now, can import stuff from China, put it on the world's biggest retailer, online retailer, which is Amazon, and sell it as your own product. You could start a business doing that in an hour with no experience, no financial back, nothing. You used to, in order to do that 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you had to get distribution channels. You had to get, you know, fly over to Beijing to talk to me. You don't have to do any of that stuff. You go on Alibaba, you pick the product you want to do, you type up a little ad on Amazon, put it up there, and that's it. You're done. 15, 20 minutes and you're in business. Done. Okay, so it's too easy to do those things, okay? They don't need you anymore. That's the bottom line. And all this stuff about, you know, oh, corporate America's been ripping people off all the time. Look, a corporation's job is to make money. Again, reality and logic, all right? Not twisted reality that you see on MSNBC for 40 hours a day. Not twisted reality, real reality and real logic. A corporation's job is to make money, period. It's not to create jobs. It's not to create great products for people. It's not to solve problems. It's not to provide health care. It's not to provide vacation time. It's not to provide maternity leave for men, women, and then whatever else you decide to call yourself on the next day after you decided to call yourself a man or a woman. It's not to do any of those things. It's to make a profit, period. Okay, so if a CEO sees a way that they can make a profit using other channels, meaning outsourcing, AI, putting in automatic checkout on every single line instead of just 10% of the lines at Walmart or whatever, if they see that, they're going to do it if it's going to increase their profits, okay? And that is coming. That is coming. So now is your time to plan. What are you going to do? Honestly, that's it. Leave it in the comments in the review section. Go to KennyCannonPodcast.com. Leave it in the comment section. What are you going to do to prepare for the storm that is coming? And I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. I'm not. I'm really not. But if you just open your eyes and you look what's right in front of you, it is extremely obvious that within the next 3 to 5 years, almost everyone listening to this podcast right now will be either out of a job, period, or their hours or time or salary will be significantly cut. And I used to think that certain industries are safe. I used to think, my mom's a teacher, right? My stepdad's a police officer. I used to think that those two jobs are safe, right? My daughter comes home from sixth grade. Everything she does is on the internet. My everything is on Google Classroom. Honestly, the kids don't even need to go to the classroom anymore. Right, I got my Danielle is in sixth grade, Jake's in sixth grade, and Maddie's in seventh grade. They don't even need to go. They go because school is basically daycare. That's why they go to school. Everything they learn can be done through Google Classroom. They don't even have to step foot out of the living room. But they go because what are you going to do? The parents have to work, so the kids got to go somewhere, right? So that's why they go. So I always just tell my mom, well, you're a teacher, you're safe. You know, you're never going to have to worry about it. I was wrong, dead wrong about that. Dead wrong about that, okay? High school and above in the next 3 to 5 years is going to be 95% or more online. It might be 100% online. You might have the option as a high school student in 5 years, when my kids go to school, you may have the option to do it completely online. Never have to leave the house, okay? Listen, I'm gonna go off on a little bit of a tangent. I'm gonna go off on a little bit of a rant here. You wanna solve school shootings once and for all, never have another one again? Put all high school online. Never have another school shooting again in the history of the world. Easiest solution in the world, right? So again, that's coming. I'm not saying it's coming because of school shootings. I'm saying it's coming because that's where technology is leading us, right? It just is, and it's easier. So if you're a teacher, I used to think you were safe, but the bottom line is you're not, because you're gonna be replaced by a machine, just like everybody else. Now, police officers, do we still need you to kick down doors? 100%. I love the police more than anyone in the world. Police, military, firemen, first responders, I love them to death. They're my heroes. I'll do anything for them. We need you to kick down doors. We need you to lock people up. We need you to cuff people. If we get someone busting in our door and the person doesn't have a gun on the other side of the door, we need you to come and save us. Do we need you to sit on the side of the highway with a radar gun and write speeding tickets? No. No, we don't. Because listen, over the past 5 years, I probably got, 5, 6, 7 tickets, whatever it is. None of them have come from by way of a police officer. I've never been pulled, and since in the last 10 years, I've never been pulled over. But I've got tickets after tickets after tickets because I speed and I run red lights and everything else. Probably shouldn't say that on a podcast, but it's the truth, right? If I don't stop completely at a red light, I get a ticket. No cop in sight. So do we still need a police officer? 1,000%. Are we always going to need them? 1,000%, just like teachers. But are we going to need as many doing the same job? The answer is no, we're not. Okay? And that's going to be, again, a big, big, big problem. And you can, listen, I can extrapolate this out and talk about this for 3 hours. Once that happens, what do you do with pensions? What do you do with pensions inside of cities? Because what happens is when you have a pension process inside of a city, the current workers are paying for the pensions of the older people that retired, right? When you have less workers, if you don't need as many teachers, if you don't need as many firefighters, if you don't need as many police officers or whatever, then how do you pay for all those pensions? That's a different discussion for a different episode. But the bottom line is you're not going to, whatever job you're in, it's either going to be completely eliminated or it's going to be really downsized by a lot. So now is your time to start planning. What are you going to do? The answer to that question is you have to learn how to take a product and or service, whatever that product and or service is, and bring it directly to the marketplace that needs said product and or service, okay? So basically what that means is you have to learn, let's say you work for a landscaping company, right? You have to learn how to take your mower, knock on somebody's door, and say, hi, my name is Kenny. I own Kenny's Landscaping Company. I'm here in front of your house. Your lawn looks like it needs a cut. I'll do the whole thing for 10 bucks. And if you love it, I'll come back next week. It's $40 a week. Should I start in the front yard or the backyard? You need to learn how to do that. And you need to start doing that every single day. Now, landscaping is just an example. You can do that with anything in the world. And I teach people how to do it with anything in the world every single day of my life. And I have been for 12 years. Touring 1,000 people since 2007. But the bottom line is you have to learn how to take something directly to the marketplace that needs it so that you can get away from the boss that you have. And I'm not saying the whole quit the 9-to-5 and, you know, fire your boss. That's not, I'm not using buzzwords there. I'm saying that because if you don't do that, you're going to be broke. There's not going to be I truly believe this. People think I'm crazy when I say this. 5 years from now, maybe 10, like if you really try to stretch it out, I do not believe there's going to be an upper class, middle class, and lower class. I don't believe that. I believe there's going to be the ones that have and the ones that don't. There's going to be two. There's going to be broke people, poor, like in the street, and there's going, or people living on government assistance, right? And there's going to be people who are massively wealthy. I don't think there's going to be a middle ground. I honestly don't believe that within the next 5, maybe 10 years if you really stretch it out, okay? So how do you switch teams? Because right now, if you're working a 9-to-5 job or whatever your hours are, if you're working a traditional job in corporate America or whatever, your job will be gone within the next 5 years, period. It will be gone or it will be severely limited, okay? The way that you fix that is you learn and you practice now how to bring a product or service directly to the marketplace. It's never been easier to do that. Kenny, I don't know what to sell. There's thousands of things on the internet that you could sell right now. Right now, dude, we've never had that opportunity before in the history of the world. And it's all over the place right now. It had probably 10 years ago, maybe. I don't remember how long it was. Maybe 10, 15, not 15 years ago, probably about 10 years ago. Right when vaping started to become a thing. I smoked when I was younger and I quit smoking because I started vaping. Now, I was one of the idiots early on that bought the $300 kit from the mall. And, you know, that kit was probably actually worth like 10 bucks. But I bought the $300 kit from the mall and I started it and I haven't smoked since. I bought it that day, haven't smoked since. I said, this is the most amazing thing ever. Like, this is great. What I did was I went home a couple weeks later after I was sure that I really got the result that I wanted. I went home a couple weeks later. I went on a site called Alibaba and I imported $2,000 worth of electronic cigarettes from China. I went into my local flea market. I set up a booth. And I tried to sell them to people. It was the worst idea ever because no one had ever heard of e-cigarettes before. Nobody bought them and it was terrible and it was a miserable failure. But the moral of the story is this. You can import whatever the hell you want to import from anywhere in the world today by yourself without corporate backing, without any kind of financial risk, without any of those things. If you have $100, you can import not anything you want, but you can import products in that price range right now. And you don't even need that. There's things called white label products. There's things called affiliate products. There's things you can have other people fulfill your services. You don't need your own thing. What you need to do is you need to learn how to take a thing, whatever that is, and bring it to the marketplace that needs it. And you need to learn how to get those people to say, hey, I don't know who you are. And then step two, I'll at least listen to you. And then step three, I will try it. And then step four, I will become a customer of yours. You need to learn that process intimately now so that in 5 years when your job is gone, you have that in your back pocket so you could start from step one and build it up, all right? So a little bit of a rant there, but I get frustrated when, you know, I say things over and over and over and over and over again, and I scream from the rooftops, listen, the jobs are going away, the stores are closed, and oh, yeah, you're crazy. And then every day it's like 15,000 stores closed, 10,000 stores closed, Kmart is losing this, Borders Books is out of business, Toys R Us is gone, but they're trying to come back on the internet. They're going to be a miserable failure. All these other, Barnes & Noble's never going to go. They'll be gone in 3 years. I will bet my house right now, anyone listening to this, Barnes & Noble will be gone in 3 years. Guaranteed, okay? It gets frustrating because I don't want to see 40% of the United States of America living on the street, and that's what's going to happen. And the solution to the problem is simple, and it's not universal basic income. It's not free healthcare. It's not more from college or free college. It's none of those things. You have to learn how to say, I have this thing and I am going to find out who needs it. And I'm going to get in front of them and I'm going to say, my name is Kenny. I have this thing. You need it. Do you want it? Yes or no. You need to learn how to do that. And you need to be disciplined enough to do that 50, 60, 70, 100 times a day in your off hours, so that you can build something that doesn't require you to have that job, that can be outsourced or that can be taken over by AI. All right? That is all for today. If you guys like this content, you can go to KennyCannonPodcast.com, subscribe there. We're on every single podcast platform that you can think of, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. Leave us a review, leave us a comment, and share it with your friends so that we have more people on here and more people get the content and all that kind of stuff. You can also go to our YouTube channel, KennyCannonPodcast.com/YT. KennyCannonPodcast.com/YT. A lot of these episodes I do on YouTube as well, so you'll get more out of the video because a lot of times I'm showing things and stuff like that. So KennyCannonPodcast.com/YT for the YouTube channel, KennyCannonPodcast.com to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review, and you could also share all of our episodes there. Hope everyone's having a great day, and we'll talk to you next time.